This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort all across the country, helping to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks out there working the oil rigs across the country and around the world, thank you very much for the job you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can go over to the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, jump in the chat room, and converse with us just like a whole bunch of people are right now. Okay, joining us on the program right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk again about the money, because we were talking about Antifa. We were talking about all the different various underling organizations that were in there. I mentioned the Open Society Foundation, George Soros, Tom Steyer, who's given them money, some of the Hollywood elitists. But you were mentioning, and we'll explain why you said what you did, that they didn't really need to have a lot of money to do what they're doing, but yet they did get some $25 million over the past five or six or seven years. So why don't they need a lot of money?
Well, there's something called theft.
Okay. Yeah, and that's how
they're... So, yep. Yeah, so you can steal... I mean, did anybody see that they stole, like, broke into a car dealership in California and stole a Dodge dealership and stole 50 cars?
Yeah.
And some of them were over $100,000.
Yep, and some of them showed up across the country in different places.
All right, the point is that, you know, these people are crafty, and so are they going to sites to... You know, construction sites are going to, you know, the back end of Lowe's or a Home Depot or some, you know, building materials place and stealing the bricks. Now, how do you steal bricks? Is that hard? Well, they steal the vehicles.
Especially when they're on a pallet. I saw pallets full of bricks.
Understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that. So, now, the NYPD... Maybe the thing that they are able to do is that they're investigating now burglaries.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to see in these burglaries if, you know, what is being stolen, what locations. They're looking at film. They're collecting license plate numbers to see if they're stolen vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, obviously when they get to the vehicles, they're looking at them because they're, what's inside them? Well, sledgehammers and crowbars and, mm-hmm. you know, those kinds of things. So, you know, they may have some money, but in a lot of cases, they don't need the kind of money that I think that we think they may have access to.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is, we wouldn't even be talking about all of this because the lead story yesterday should have been about Rod Rosenstein and what he said. Now, we are going to talk about that, but not until the next segment, because where I want to go right now is what happened in Minnesota with the Attorney General Keith Ellison, who raised the charge on suspect number one, well, Officer Chauvin, if you will, to second-degree murder, which might be a little harder to prove.
Well, you know, it's like a lot of people want to blame whoever for not having the right charges and not arresting these guys fast enough. There's something called due process.
Correct.
And you have to look at the law. Now, the law in Minnesota may be written very differently or have different definitions than it does in Texas or, you know, New Jersey. So the truth of the matter is Keith Ellison is the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota. He's a flaming liberal corrupt Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you all of these protesters haven't even, they don't, if you even walked up to them and said, well, what do you think about what Keith Ellison did? They don't even know who Keith Ellison is.
Right. Right.
Now, the other thing is, they have to build a case that they can sell it to a judge and jury.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to argue now that this will never see a judge and a jury because you can't get a fair trial. Mm-hmm. And everybody deserves a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to get one. I mean, the entire world knows who George Floyd is.
Mm-hmm.
His mural is painted on a wall of a building in Syria.
Yeah.
You've got protests in Italy, London, France. You know, you can't. So what they're going to end up doing, if for nothing else, the defense attorney's going to, they want to move the venues. They want to get the case out of Minneapolis. That'll be the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you put it?
Mm-hmm.
So they're gonna have to go to a plea deal.
By the way, Maria's saying Germany too.
Yeah, they're gonna end up going to a plea deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now let me ask you a question because we had the three other cops charged with accessory to the fact or something like that. The apparently the one that did the most damage was the one directly behind Chauvin who had both his knees in the back of Mr. Floyd, which shut off the diaphragm from getting any air, which caused the asphyxiation we're talking about. Whoop, and here comes the music, so we'll have to continue this on the other side. But we are going to talk more with Denise Simon about this, and then we're going to get into the conversation about Rod Rosenstein and how come that was so important and what we found out about that yesterday before we move on to some other things. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And my buddy Wayne Allyn Root from Las Vegas, Nevada is very happy because the casinos are open again. And hello, Las Vegas, to all the people listening to us out there tonight. We appreciate you. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by the Balance of Nature, folks. Now, I take the fruits and the veggies every day, and they work really good for me. So if you need a little pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and you know how you've heard, well, you got to eat your fruits and your veggies, well, guess what? I got a great way to do it, because if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, then I got a deal for you. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751. Speak with a representative there. And again, use the product code RESULT. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT and tell them the captain sent you. All right. Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com is right back here with us. All right, Rod Rosenstein was sitting in the hot chair yesterday. He testified on FISA and the Russia probe and all that stuff. And some of the actors in the peanut gallery, like Mr. McCabe, decided to chime in and render a couple of his little opinions. But tell us what transpired yesterday.
Well, based on the information that he allegedly had at the time, was the reason that he created or designated Mueller to be an independent special counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of the back and forth was, why didn't you get involved in the people that Robert Mueller was hiring?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the word was independent special counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Rod Rosenstein had necessarily gotten into that, then they would have said that the Mueller investigation was illegitimate from the outset. You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm not defending Rosenstein. I'm just kind of putting it out there. The other thing is, as a consequence, he is he approved of the Mueller operation and the Mueller report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know that that's a bad thing, because I've kind of stood out here all by myself, but based on what came out of the Mueller report and didn't come out of the Mueller report, costing $30 million, we found out that there was nothing there. We knew that there was nothing there to start with, mm-hmm. but it was then proven that there was nothing there. So I argue that $30 million was really the best spent money that could have been spent, because it now proves that there was nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
And that Rosenstein, now we went through 2 years of, you know, hell with all of that. I mean, that's for sure. Now, the other question was, why did you sign off on, you know, the FISA? Here's an interesting thing, and Rosenstein didn't say it. At least I didn't hear all of it, because I was running around over in St. Pete earlier in the day. But here's an interesting thing. We need to understand how many people at the FBI level had their fingerprints all over the FISA application.
Mm-hmm.
Was it 16? Was it 20? What was that number?
Right.
But before it actually goes over to the Department of Justice to get an authorization there, it has to go through what is known as a final committee approval.
Okay.
So that doesn't get said. And that final committee approval is in the FBI. So what he was essentially doing, and I think he could have been more clear about it, but of course you only answer the questions that you're asked.
Right.
If he was throwing the FBI under the bus, and rightly so, which is the reason McCabe steps in. So, you know, Senator Hawley wants to know, who do we blame? I don't know that, who we blame when it comes to the FISA process. Well, Holland needs to answer his own question. I think it was being, you know, answered through the testimony. He supported the Mueller operation. He supported the Mueller report. And he was essentially lied to by omission, because it's not like McCabe told him the truth. Everything that appeared that McCabe told him was the truth. It's just that he didn't tell him all of the truth.
Correct.
And that's, you know, so why didn't you ask more questions? If you don't know that there's other things out there, how do you know what to ask? You see what I'm saying? We find out all the time in our life, right?
Let's listen just a second here to about 45 seconds of Ted Cruz, and this is the understatement of the year, because you know where I'm going.
Yes.
You heard it. Here it is.
Yes.
Sworn statement in the FISA court.
That is in the Inspector General's report. Yes, sir.
Are you aware of other instances the Department of Justice employees fraudulently creating evidence to submit to court?
Every instance that I'm aware of, Senator, would be appropriately investigated, and hopefully appropriate action would be taken.
Mr. Rosenstein, on May 17th, you appointed Bob Mueller the special counsel. On June 29th, you signed the third FISA application. On August 2nd, you signed the second scope application. You came into a profoundly politicized world, and yet all of this was allowed to go forward under your leadership. That unfortunately leads to only two possible conclusions. Either that you were complicit in the wrongdoing, which I don't believe was the case, or that your performance of your duties was grossly negligent.
Uh-huh. Which one was it?
Well, I understand Cruz. I understand where he's going. I agree that it could necessarily be negligent. But I think in this particular case, we have to look at all of the facts to see where the negligence. I don't know that Rosenstein owns all of the negligence. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he may own some for sure. But I don't. Isn't that FISA application, wasn't it something like 400 and some odd pages?
Correct.
Okay. Well, Sally Yates, she signed off on one because actually somebody else signed off on it first because she thought it was unusual that they signed off on it before she got it, and they had kind of like higher approval or a different kind of approval that she went, oh, well, this person signed it, then I'll go ahead and sign it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
All right. Let's finish up with this. Get this one, folks. Mail-in votes in Baltimore were found yesterday that had been discarded and never counted. We don't know how many, we don't know what kind, we just know they were found.
Well, apparently there were printing errors. There were some problems with the ballots themselves, so they just threw them away. They should have shredded them.
Correct.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
So they were erroneous ballots, which is like, how did that happen?
Uh-huh. Makes you wonder. And by the way, the WHO, not to be confused with the band, the World Health Organization, has announced that they're going to resume their hydroxychloroquine trials again. Hmm.
Well, let me say something about these trials. If you look at how they do these trials, is it trials just on people that are over a particular age? Is it a trial that is people that are in a targeted medical group, meaning that they have some other underlying health issues? So trials are very targeted, and you know, you could have a trial just on pregnant women in the age group of, you know, 25 to 35 that have AB positive blood. You see what I'm saying? I mean, some of the trials could be, so I would have to look at the structure of the trial to see what it is that they're testing.
All righty, here comes the music. We're going to let you go, and I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about tomorrow, because I'll bet you a lot of this stuff will still be going on. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, track her down, and get a hold of the stuff that she writes. You'll be glad you did. All right, I'm coming right back with more in our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bail is up to $1 million as Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison elevated the charge against a fired Minneapolis officer to second-degree murder in the death of a black man, George Floyd. He also noted that the charge against Derek Chauvin could still be elevated to first-degree murder.
We're continuing to gather evidence, and if we get evidence to support that, that we can put in front of a jury, we will present that. At this time, we brought forth the maximum ethical charges we could.
Three of their former officers have been charged with aiding and abetting. In a virtual town hall, former President Obama said, even though there's been tragedy, it's also been a time of awakening.
They offer an opportunity for us to all work together to tackle them, to take them off, to change America and make it live up to its highest ideals.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, our buddy Bo Browning will be here in studio in the next hour, talking about all things National Aviation Academy. We'll get into some military discussion, too, about the aircraft and the type of aircraft that they're flying around these days, especially over the top of the riots. So don't go anywhere. Here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the great thing about the National Aviation Academy is they have two campuses to better serve you. They've got one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and they've got another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard in Tampa Bay in Florida. Now, you can check out either one by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out what it's like to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, National Aviation Academy can fill the void that you've got and give you a great career path with a start
starting salary of $60,000 a year or more. It's possible you can make a lot more than that because it's all based on your God-given ability. So go to the website, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations, Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. A lot of activity going on right now with the military. Obviously, not just the National Guard being activated and some 20,000 troops thereabouts in the United States out and about in these big cities. Plus, we also had them there for the COVID response to begin with. But Army medical experts involved in testing the COVID-19 vaccine candidates developed by outside laboratories are also working to develop their own vaccine. We told you about that about 3 months ago. Now, this is one that can give them the building blocks to combat future strains of the virus if mutations arise, as we're being told they may very well happen. So keep your eyes and ears open on that one. We'll be telling you more about that as we find out about it ourselves. Now, more than 1,100 cadets returned to the campus ahead of President Trump's commencement speech for mid-June. They are coming to be there. 15 West Point cadets have already tested positive for the coronavirus. Holy smokes. So I guess we're going to have a problem over there. Now, the retired U.S. Navy Admiral and former Joint Chiefs Chairman, Admiral Mike Mullen, spoke out against the use of the National Guard and other personnel to clear protesters from outside the White House on Monday night before President Donald Trump walked over to the damaged St. John's Church and held up a Bible for the cameras. Now, so far you've had General Mattis, you've had Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, and now you've got Mike Mullen, who have all spoken up and said something about this. Now, they're entitled to their own opinion, but what did they think they were going to do to clear that area? Did they think they were going to take the Secret Service and get them out there and let them get all banged up again like they have? There's been like 60 Secret Service police officers that have been hurt. Some of them severely by these protesters because they're not messing around. And oh, by the way, let me just point something else out to you. A lot of people have been saying, well, these black Antifa members, hold it, time out. Most of the Antifa members that I've seen are not black. They're white. They're white. And that's a fact. Check it out. Now, a Navy spokesman said the sailors who do not meet the criteria to return to their ship, the USS Theodore Roosevelt, will remain in isolation at the naval base in Guam. Meantime, they'll put other people on board the ship to take their place. And a man who was in a stolen car who tried to drive onto the naval station in Norfolk on Tuesday of this week is now in custody and charged with trying to gain illegal access to that base. How do you like that? In addition, $1 billion for the Joint All-Domain Command and Control concept is being given over the next 5 years to the Air Force, and we'll see how they work out with that. Also, the Air Force is assessing its electronic vulnerability on the aircraft as they're conducting electronic evaluations of their assets. The C-130 weapon system family is part of what they're looking at. And the new Air Force B-21 stealth bomber has taken yet another key technological step towards being ready for war, though integrated computer automation designed to streamline information, improve targeting, and other pilots organized from the war zone information in real time is still yet to be adapted. And before I go to the telephone lines, for you having problems out there, veterans in particular, the Veterans COVID-19 Debt Assistance Telephone Line is 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648 for any veterans having problems with your money or your whatever you have to pay, loans, mortgage, whatever, that you call them up and they can put you in the right place. All right, now we're going to go to the telephone line. And speaking of veterans, we've got our pal, Eric in Seminole. What's up there, Eric?
Hey, what's up, sir? Thanks for taking my call.
Real sure.
Quick, you just mentioned retired Admiral Chief of Naval Operations Mike Mullen.
That's right.
Coming also against President Trump's assertions
yep.
regarding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his situation. Admiral Mike Mullen's awesome Chief of Naval Operations.
Yep.
Totally cool cat. However, isn't he the same one that during the Benghazi investigations came out and said, that's nobody's fault. It happens.
You're right.
Throwing the blank. It happens.
You're right.
Hopefully you follow where I'm going. So you got General Mattis. Wasn't General Mattis basically rumor mill has it, and put that in quotations, that he was directed to, resign and retire, sec def, because there was things going on that President Trump didn't like. And all these cabinet level officials serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States, which leads me to my next one with current sec def, Esper, what's his name, Mark Esper?
Esper, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So here's the, he comes out when yesterday, sometime making a statement, like, I served and I did this, that, he says he's a soldier, right on, good to go. And it seems that a lot of these gentlemen and ladies, I don't know if any ladies, but these gentlemen in particular, have come out using their prior credentialing as a service member because of our support for the military in general, all of us collectively, if you will, support the military in general as their, force field against criticism for coming out as a civilian against the current commander-in-chief.
Correct.
Okay, so you got Mark Esper's coming out. Well, now he has set up President Trump. Maybe something was going on in the back channels that no one knows about, but he set President Trump up, in my opinion, that if President Trump goes, I'm going to do this because I have the authority of the Constitution, and he relieves the sec def. Oh, Lord, we're all going to burn. President Trump is, he's stifling opinion. He does, he's doing this. It becomes a political issue. So, I know that there's other admirals, and yes, admirals and generals have come out on this one side or the other. In my opinion, for whatever it's worth, crush it now. Crush the rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
This is a revolution in the making, or currently ongoing.
A coup d'etat.
Yes, you saw that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Not the only one. At what point does it become an attempted coup d'etat?
Mm-hmm.
A rose by any other name is still a rose.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm getting at is, and you alluded to it, you got these, basement dwellers, if you will, mom and dad's basement coming out.
Correct.
Whatever, doing this, that, and the other, until that organization, which is, in my opinion, has been modeled after other transnational terrorist organizations, where it's, you got to keep playing whack-a-mole at who's the head of who's running all this, because at first, if people remember, we came out against Al-Qaeda. One central, they had a central head and a central operating system, so to speak. Then they became decentralized, and they're all over the place. So until they're declared it's going to be a local level issue.
Here comes the music, my friend.
Roger that, sir. Thanks for taking my call, Simplify.
All right, and you made some really good points there, Eric, and you're hitting the nail on the head. Yes, this is a coup d'etat, and there's make no mistake about it. And the fact of the matter is that we're in it to win it, and if you want to get in it to win it, you got to crush what's going on right now. And I'm telling you, get me out there with a deluge gun on top of a pumper and 150 pounds of water, and you won't need to worry about these protesters. We'll blow them right down the street. It's that simple. Without ever firing a shot. But then sure we'll get wet. All right, I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski to watch.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on our affiliate 1330 WLBB. And she's probably out there getting ready to treat all those horses in the barn there at Double D Ranch, seeing her husband Don. And we want to thank them very much, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Balance of Nature, and if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, I got a great idea for you. It's called Fruits and Veggies with the Balance of Nature Company. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at balanceofnature.com on your order. All you got to do is go over there and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751, and to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, and try the fruits and veggies. You are going to love them. Well, sitting in the studio with me right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Mr. Chris Markowski. How the heck are you?
Hanging in there.
All right, and you know something? We've been chasing each other around, and I've told the story before. You've heard it. For 20 years on the radio, you'd go here, I'd go there, I'd go here, you'd go there, and we were like crisscrossing all the time. And a couple times we've been at the same station doing the same thing 5 days a week. Yeah. I remember when we were chasing each other around here in Tampa for a while. And it's always been a lot of fun. But
You're from New York. You live in the island. Mm-hmm. You're seeing what's going on. You just got done telling me that your kids were actually threatened online by somebody from Antifa. What's this all about?
Well, it's not specifically my kids. It wasn't targeted to my kids. It was targeted to the kids in our neighborhood where we live right now. And it's not just my neighborhood. It's neighborhoods that are similar to mine, North Shore of Long Island. Mm-hmm. Right now the parents, we obviously converse with one another. I'm supposed to be heading back on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Don't let your kids wear your, school spirit wear. They can't wear Harbor Field's Tornadoes. They're not supposed to wear that out because, they're not going to be able to be seen because there's all these threats coming from Antifa. We're coming to the burbs. We're coming to specifically Harbor Fields, Comac, Northport, and a myriad of other places out there. And yeah, am I going to let my kids out and walk around? I mean, but I live in a beautiful bucolic type of a town. I know it well. Yeah, it's really nice out there. You know the whole Syosset, the whole area out there. Your kids can go out. It's an old fashioned type of place. They go to the library, even though that stuff's not open right now because of Cuomo. Hopefully it will be sooner rather than later. They can't go out now. We got to obviously think about these things and what's going on because it's not being handled properly. And I pay a lot of money in taxes. I lived in Florida for a long period of time. One of the reasons why I moved back to Long Island is for my kids' school. The schools there are absolutely phenomenal, and also lacrosse. And you know how much I love that game.
And that's where they play it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I pay a ton of taxes, and I don't feel like I'm getting my money's worth. I don't. You see what's going on in New York City? I said, what am I paying all this money for? What are all these business owners paying all this money for to the government? They're supposed to be protected. Their property is supposed to be protected. Now, you've got laws in New York. It's very, very difficult to get yourself a handgun to protect your business. So the police are supposed to take care of it. That's what they're told. They tell you the police is going to take care of it. They're not taking care of it.
No.
And they're being told to stand down. I don't know if you saw the police union
handgun.
Yesterday, talk about that, and you're arresting people, then you're letting them go again? I mean, this is patently absurd. It makes no sense.
Well, the headline we're looking at right there says Obama and Biden call for police reforms. One of the reforms was in Los Angeles yesterday. One of the city councilmen wants to cut $100 million from the police budget.
$150 million. Listen, do I think that reforms are needed from time to time? Do I think that certain departments, and you're obviously a lot more familiar with this than I am, but you need to have stronger leadership to root out the bad guys? In the same way, my show, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, I try to root out the bad guys on Wall Street, the crooked brokers, the crooked financial advisors, and we talk about that stuff. Do I think that there needs to be a real big effort to try to get rid of that so they don't run into problems? Yes. But again, you're not going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be an exception. There's always going to be a bad one out there that gets through. But obviously show an effort to go ahead and do that. But to make the police stand down and they can't react and they're basically sitting ducks, why even send them out there? What's the point?
Send me out there. Let me take a couple of pumpers with me, a couple of tankers behind me. I'll take the deluge gun that's up on the deck. I'll put 150 pounds of pressure behind it, and you won't see another demonstrator in the street, period. Because I'll blow them down the street with that water. They'll just go sailing down the street.
I was actually kind of thinking maybe, I don't know why, maybe there's an issue with it, or they don't want to use it for some reason, using some of the sonic weapons.
They have them.
Yeah, that might be helpful. But again, you're arresting some of the people that are staying out there for curfew, but you're letting them go. You're letting how do you let an arsonist go? How do you let somebody setting fire to people can die? How is that not a violent crime? How do you let them go?
It is, and I'll tell you what, it's a felony. If you get a firefighter, a police officer hurt responding to an arson alarm, and they catch you, you're going to jail for a felony.
But again, a fire can start, and you know what? It could get out of control, hit some apartment. There's children up there.
We already had a fire get started in the house, and there was a child that was, thank God they got the child out. But still, there was an infant in the house that started the fire, and the police officers reacted very quickly and got them out.
Yeah, there's a scene in the movie Godfather 2. It's in the beginning of the movie where Michael Corleone is... He told his bodyguard to go tell Fredo because his wife was acting up. Fredo, if you can't take care of this, I have to take care of it. And that's the one thing that I'm kind of wishing the president would do at this point in time is say, you know what, these governors in these states, they're not taking care of it. It's not being handled. No more talk, no more press conference, anything like that. If they can't handle it, you do it. And in the same breath, you know what you do? You open up the country. Mm-hmm. You put the screws to these people and say, listen, this has got to end now. People have got to get back to work. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a greater sense of normalcy out there. This can't continue to drag on. That's seemingly what it's doing.
We have a lot of students that are out of school. We have a lot of students that are at these protests that start out as a protest, a demonstration, whatever, and then it becomes a riot later at night. Now, part of it is because they get all drugged up or they get all drunk up drinking the alcohol because they're always stealing a bunch of booze. And then you've got, you know, I had somebody say to me yesterday, well, these darn black Antifas, we got to go after them. Time out. Hold it. The majority of the Antifa folks that are out there are white.
Oh, absolutely.
They're white.
There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, there's a mix of people that are out there. We've seen the things that are happening with looting. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't like to put people in colors and groups and all these. I really try to avoid doing that. You know, bad people are bad people. We're all supposed to be equal under the law. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're not at this point in time. We're not actually enforcing the law.
So let me ask you an economic question here, since that's what you do, and I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, who happens to be in the studio with me today. The economic advisor, Mr. Hassett, came out and said the ADP jobs report showed positive signs for the economy. He was thinking things were going to happen sooner rather than later, and in the meantime, mortgage demand jumped 18% as the rates set new lows. What are they doing, refinancing?
Well, some are refinancing, but also some people are saying, you know what, I'm out. You get a lot of people that are in some of these cities. I mean, I'm going to go buy a house now. I'm not going to rent an apartment. I'm going to move out to Long Island and to Connecticut and other places. That most certainly is happening. The jobs numbers yesterday, the ADP report was much, much better. It wasn't good. You still had over 2 million jobs lost, but it wasn't as bad. And you can thank guys like DeSantis and many others out there, these governors that are moving forward with life. I'm glad. I was thrilled to see it. You know, Florida Friday, what is it, phase two, mm-hmm. restaurants 100%, bars 50%, continue to move forward. You have to get some of these local officials as well to open up more stuff for the kids. That'll be great. They can go back to camps and playing sports again. But that's why the numbers are better than expected. It's just those states that are doing the right thing.
Now, finally, the other thing is these Apple iPhones they stole and these iPads and all that sort of stuff. Apple came out and told them, good luck, guys. You're being tracked.
We know where you are.
We know where you are.
Again, mm-hmm. It's amazing to me. It's kind of the same thing with all those. What was it? Cars that were stolen. Those things. You can
one
track
dealership
them.
In California, they stole 50.
They can track those.
And some of them have shown up in New York. Some of them have shown up in New York.
That's the thing. How come you're not tracking it? It's all OnStar, for crying out loud, and the other just stuff that they have in the cars. You could do that. I doubt these people are smart enough to disable all that stuff yet. They'll probably get caught. I mean, again, you got to enforce the law. You got to enforce the law.
All right. Well, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the place to go. Watchdog on Wall Street. You have a daily podcast. You're on the weekend. This is one of the affiliate stations you're on, as well as a couple hundred plus wherever you're at around the country. Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, and thanks for coming in, Chris.
No, thanks so much.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Raw. And Edwards will be with us, and then Bo Browning at the bottom of the hour, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with a whole bunch more stuff, and we're just getting fired up. Hour number four coming around the corner.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.